I'll chew tobacco. Red Man or plug tobacco, whatever, I like to chew it. But I spit too much with this skull, which is bad for me, I know it.
Your wife didn't let you chew tobacco in the house, does she?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
I was going to say, I had some out in the car, but I wasn't going to bring it in because I... Have you ever turned
over? I don't have a spittoon. Sometimes maybe I bring a can in here. And that's filthy. Get that mess out of here.
I got a great uncle who would just sit there, you know, he had a spittoon down by the side of his chair and he'd be watching a football game. And he didn't care whether he hit it or not.
That's right.
The floor was stained with tobacco juice.
Yeah. Well, that's going a little too far.
Yeah.
Of course, there's filthier things than that, but I don't know. It's just indecent.
Yeah. Now, what about the sort of things that people raised around here in the garden? Do you have a small plot near the house where you would grow?
Oh, yeah. Got one now.
That's a...
Have you... Few tomatoes, a few beans. Now that little strip out of that little corner out there, you come in there where you see that okra and stuff, that's not my land, but it's my garden, you might call it. Garden spot.
You raise?
Well, on that particular spot there I got okra. Now I've got to pick that okra. I picked it yesterday. I got to pick it tomorrow. I picked the okra every other day. I got peas in bloom out there. We'll be having peas pretty quick. Eating peas and okra and put a piece of that bacon meat in it, your hog ham, what have you, and some cornbread. And son, you got it made. You can't beat it.
With a stick. What might you put in a soup? A good soup.
Well, a soup bone. Whenever you butcher a cow, seldom ever. I like a cow, but my wife don't. So you have to do what the women folks want when they're in the cooking line, you know, and get them what they want. We used to be heavy. I say heavy, but heavy for my caliber, a person like me, just not an average, about an average citizen. Not tops, not the bottoms. You understand what I'm talking about? Try to keep enough cows, one or two cows, just enough to give you your meat that you want when you want to butcher one. Now, she had one butchered here, I guess about a month ago. Well, now she's got two cows now. One cow's got twin calves. She had twins. The other one's got another little bull calf. Well, now, them twins are getting old enough to wean from her. Fact of the business, she's done found another calf, and them twins are still nursing her. So we got to get them away from her, sell them, or do something. We don't need it. Of course, my madam, she's got the you don't sit down to a meal hardly what you. She hasn't got some kind of meat on the table. Meat, beef. We don't eat much pork. Chicken.
And you raise your own
chickens?
Vegetables.
Raise my own vegetables, yes, sir. Don't.
Well, what might you put in a soup?